Queens who have an intact sense of self, who have given themselves permission and follow a non-negotiable policy, meaning you are so clear on your desires that you have made them non-negotiables. These are the elements that make entrepreneurs successful.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
Welcome to 90 Days to Done. It is such a pleasure, such a joy, such an honor to be around high vibe women who are absolutely going for your dreams in the biggest way. You know, with what everybody has been through in life in general, but especially these past couple of years, you know, if you're over the age of, I don't know, 25 and still have some kind of like fire in you to go for it, you deserve an extra round of applause. And not that this is about comparison, but those of you moms, you deserve even more with what you've been holding and carrying and handling and like smiling through it and like just believing it's going to be okay, even if you weren't even sure it was. Like, this is all that power that women have inside of us to uplift, inspire, keep going, overcome, transform. It is not for the faint of heart. And I really want you to honor and acknowledge yourself in all of the ways that you have shown up so beautifully, so courageously, and you're here and you're continuing to do so. So something that's very important to me in this process, and you will understand the more you get to know me, how obsessed I am about manifestation. Not just my own, other people's also, like everything about transformation and manifestation is what I absolutely live for. People ask me, how do I have the energy that I have? And it's not just because I do not have biological children. It is because I live by desire. I live by my desires. So one of the ways that you are going to become an even more excellent manifester yourself is to make sure your yes is yes, your no is no. We are way past the point of thinking that we can outsmart the universe, thinking like, well, we're just willing to do this stuff that inside we know isn't quite right because someone else told us we should or had to, or because we think that this is like how other people have gotten success or whatever the shoulds are, any of that and all of that is over. If you're going to learn how to manifest in the most powerful way, you're going to have to reprogram, and we're going to get way deep into this over the many weeks that we've got to come. And have to really reprogram what dead old white people have told you and what corporations have just ingrained inside of you. I do not believe no pain, no gain. I do not believe just do it. I do not believe take the bull by the horns. I do not believe that it has to be hard in the way that we have been taught that manifesting our desires is hard, and I do not believe that it has to take a long period of time. Because I believe in the power of the feminine, I use the masculine energies, and I will get clearer on this, to be in service to the feminine desires. The feminine reigns supreme, and that does not mean that women reign supreme over men. That means feminine reigns supreme. Meaning the feminine energy, your spiritual connection, and all of the things that make up the feminine. That includes play, pleasure, and your desires. So I'm going to be sharing with you a lot of things that you might not have been told for the majority of your life, and just borrow my faith until you have your own to stand on. Your desires count, your desires matter. And if you lead by desire, you will be leading with a more naturally infused, potent, attractive energy that will literally bring in and draw to you your vibrational match. See, we are always creating. We are always, always, always creating. So we want to make sure that what we are creating is our desires, not our fears. Now, because I say this is not meant to be hard, doesn't mean that it doesn't take fierceness. Doesn't mean that it won't require absolute focus. I think it's a lot harder to live your life running around not manifesting your desires, not having the money for what you want for your desires, not having time freedom, and just that kind of constant state of busyness than being really focused and so committed to who you truly are. Now, I'm going to use a lot of terminology around queen. For those of you who are new to me, believe me, it would have made me roll my eyes too at the beginning. Just here's what won't make you roll your eyes. If you get my book, The Audacity to Be Queen, you will understand the depth and substance from which I am referring to queen about. Basically, queen is the highest version of yourself. It's your true self. It's your most aligned self. It's the self in you that has the ability to bend time and space. It's the self in you that has the ability to see things not as they are, but as they could be. It's the part of you that has the faith to draw in, to draw from infinite and bring it into your present reality. Because onesie, one by one, it's life sucking. You know, making money $5 at a time, trust me, I would know. It is life sucking and it's unnecessary. So in the process of manifestation, I want you to know this is not a paint by numbers approach. This is not a do this, and then you'll get that result, because that's cookie cutter. And you aren't cookie cutter, you are unique. And we got to give God and the universe just a lot more credit than this formulaic, robotic, like we're like a car manufacturer, just like pumping out blocks of metal with the same cookie cutter. You are original and unique, and you have never before been in existence, and your purpose has never before been in existence. And that means there's zero competition for you, and you never again will be in existence in this form. So with that, I want you to make sure that in this process, you are most importantly feeling for yourself and also thinking for yourself. When I am, you know, fundamentalist Christianity gave me a lot of positive qualities. I believed in miracles before I could walk. I was speaking in tongues before I went to high school. Like, I knew the Bible inside and out, and I, you know, have always had a very strong relationship with God as a result. So those are the positives. The negatives, thinking for yourself, not so much. Okay. I was taught like there is like a right way and there is a wrong way, and you do this or you do that, and somebody else has a better answer for you in your life. So when I approached business with this mentality that other people knew more, other people had the better answer for me. And I had this mentality that there is a right and a wrong way to do something. And I was so obsessed, sadly for me, about being the good girl and being right about everything that I really put myself in a straitjacket. And so if we have any recovering good girls in the house, you can drop it in the chat there. Sister, I got you. I'm not going to like toss you all the way over in defiance camp, but we're going to get you strongly rooted into alliance. Okay. So, and let me share with you where this is going to be coming from. So there are four stages of spirituality. And I didn't come up with this. Scott Peck did in a book. I think it's called The Beat of the Different Drum or something like that. And stage one spirituality, and I want you to find yourself with where you're at in these four stages. Stage one spirituality is antisocial behavior, criminal behavior, mayhem, chaoticness, all forms of disruption, disorganization, anarchy, that kind of thing. So you're like, Gina, how does this apply to my life, career, business, finances, et cetera? Well, I don't know. Take a look at your checkbook. Is it stage one? Is it just all things chaotic and crazy and up and down and all around? It doesn't seem to like make any sense. Is it constantly a form of dysfunction in your life? Because this is where finances used to be. And sometimes if I'm not real careful, you know, just because like there was a negative $273 in the bank account at one point, doesn't mean the same mentality can't be there, right? So just want us all to like really understand this. So I've been stage one with finances. I've been stage one with clients. I've been stage one with team. I've been stage one with my own self-esteem, just that really dysfunctional place. And stage two is this all or none, black or white, good or bad, right or wrong. So what stage two will look like rather than stage one of like, I don't, you know, antisocial behavior, criminal activity, drug addiction, stage two, organized religion, 12-step programs, corporate, military, you know, all of this is like, this is what time you show up, or this is what you wear, and this is the procedural manual for how you do this. And if there's not, there's a consequence for that. And you can or can't eat beef depending on this or that is right or wrong. And there's just no gray area. It's just all black or white. So if in your recovering good girl, however you grew up, maybe there was that level of dysfunction in your family and it was very much stage one. Most of society is very locked in stage two, and that there's this right and wrong way to do it. And especially as women go about approaching business, life, making life choices, and certainly financial decisions, there can be this like, I got to get it right. And if I don't get it right, I'm going to be wrong. And then there's going to be this really bad consequence for it. I'm here to obliterate all of that. And especially when I started my business, I just thought I would watch other people who were successful. And I thought I had to do it exactly the way they did it. And it was this very stage two mentality, or I wouldn't get the success. And then therefore I would never manifest my dreams and that whole spiral. But stage three spirituality is the shades of gray. Well, something is right or wrong according to what or who. It might be okay for one person to eat red meat because their body is aligned with it, and it might not be for another because their body doesn't like it. You know, gluten is healthy-ish, healthy. Gluten is like not a problem for some people. It's a big problem for other people. Getting divorced is the right decision for one person. It's not the right decision for another person based on the shades of gray. And then stage four is mysticism. So I don't have any judgment on where you're at, personally or professionally. Oh, sorry about that. Hold, please. Excellent. I would love to disregard your alarm and your announcements. So sorry. Hold, please. So stage two spirituality could have me get really angry about that right now, but since I'm really committed to living in stage three, moving on to stage four mysticism, that was an awesome pattern interrupt rather than a negative one, right? According to what? So what I want you to remember and is to observe yourself with as little judgment as possible as you go through these 12 weeks and your life. Because if you notice, I'm in stage one in this particular area. Maybe you're just all freaked out, all chaotic, all like overextended, all like start, stop, up and down and all around, with even picking what your goal is going to be for these 12 weeks. Just observe. Don't make it right. Don't make it wrong. And know that there's a place for you to understand where you're at. And based on where you came from and your programming, you're probably self-aware enough to know that there's a reason for that. But you're not going to get yourself to stage two by wrestling with it. And stage two, though I haven't in a lot of ways given it super awesome props, it's life-saving. Why do you think drug addicts become born again Christians? It's because they've gone from stage one, stage two spiritual. Prison has saved lives also, you know, gotten somebody out of criminal behavior and into, and I'm not supporting, you get the idea. For me, when it comes to working out, I'm very stage two about it. I have to be very rigid, work out with a trainer, because if I take any time off, then it's like, it's a 5-6 month out the door thing, right? It's not like, let's see, do I feel like moving my body today? That would be stage three. And if more days out of not, I would go and move my body, then I could be in stage three with working out. So I don't make it wrong. Like, I need that rigidity, that accountability, that kind of all or noneness with my working out. Do you see what I'm saying? So there's a real power in that. So as you're looking at your own goals, you're going to need to pay attention to where are you stage two in terms of accountability, follow through, courage, whatever it is. You know, do you need to get a mastermind partner, a higher help, whatever it is, because you're in stage two on that one. Stage three, I'll just use physical analogies right now. Stage three, I'm in stage three with personal development. I would also say with my eating habits. I do personal development every day just out of choice and desire, you know? So stage three to stage up, I haven't quite figured out what mysticism is, so I don't often talk about it, but stage three to stage four, we're there. Eating's never been like my big thing. Like, I'm not an emotional eater, whatever. It just is what it is. Like, I'll overindulge sometimes and then I'll get it back on track. And I can have a cookie, but not eat the whole bag. So it's like, but I don't restrict myself. And so that's what I want you to discover for yourself over this journey, and really give yourself permission and choice for the queen that you know you are, for the person that you are choosing to be on this journey. And when you have your words align with your actions, you will get the results. You will get the results. And there's more nuance to that, which is what I'm going to be teaching in terms of the inner game, and Danelle, awesome Danelle, is going to be teaching so much in terms of the outer game. And I'm sure we'll both do a little bit of overlap. For you to understand your general approach. Oh, so all this to say that whatever you learn from me or Danelle, please don't be too rigid about it. Please don't think that there's going to be a right or a wrong way or a cookie cutter approach for everyone. Some of you, you're going to need to adjust timelines. Others of you, you're going to need to adjust other variables. So I want you to use the richness of the content that's going to be provided here in a way that is in service to you, not you in service to a course. You got that? This is for you to take what's going to benefit you and not just try and be some sort of A student. A students typically don't get wealthy. A students don't create the transformation. Means who have an intact sense of self, who have given themselves permission and follow a non-negotiable policy, meaning you are so clear on your desires, that you have made them non-negotiables. These are the elements that make entrepreneurs successful. Okay? So diving right in, the element of lead with desire. Okay? So I want everyone to hold the desire in your heart, in your body, in your being, that you have in the reason you've signed up for this course. And if you haven't gotten clarity, if you don't have clarity, is there anyone who doesn't have clarity on what the desire is that you're going to just really be committed to? And just drop it in the chat. Let me just kind of see where people are at. You can just put help in the chat if you need help on getting clarity with it or here. Cool. Oh, I'll recap. Sorry. I don't look at the chat during because then I get all distracted and it's like that. Stage one is antisocial behavior. Stage two is that black or white. Stage three are the shades of gray, and stage four is mysticism. Okay. And so, all right, to get clarity, let's just take a moment on clarity on your goals. One is you're unauthorized to overthink this one, okay? We're gonna be teaching you systems and processes where you're gonna manifest over and over and over and over again. And my experience of 20 years tells me that you do know what you desire. You are either scared and haven't given yourself, like, I'm doing this no matter what, or you haven't placed a priority on the multiple desires that you have. Does that sound about right? And I also want to have compassion for those that like might really have be in a world in between worlds where the next level just isn't as clear. So let's all have a starting ground on clarity on your desires. The first is, in not overthinking it, just ask yourself, what do I desire? What do I desire? And notice what floats up without judgment. You know, so oftentimes in entrepreneurial groups, there can be this like, well, I desire to fill my mastermind and make X number of dollars with X number of people in it. Or I desire to host my first live event and have X number of people in it. And those are great goals and great desires if that's it. I remember one time, my goal was actually to not make more money. It was to make the same amount of money and work half the amount of time. Other times they were more lifestyle related goals that just happened to have a dollar amount attached to them, but it wasn't really about the dollar amount. It was the desire to travel or move into a home or something like that. And other women that I've worked with, I've heard them say they have like the goal to like work 3 days a week in their business, to, you know, start a product line with their business. I don't know. So there's all different types of things. So for any of you who are not yet clear on your goal, I want you to just take a look at if you did know what it was. And if there were no consequences or limitations, what would your desire be? If there were no consequences or limitations, meaning you can be, do, or have anything you desire. What is the goal? What is the personal, unique kind of goal for you that's going to have you feel like, yes, this is what I want to work on in this course. This is how I want to elevate my life. This is how something I want to master, get better at, and move forward. And right now, I also want to keep in mind, you don't need to know the hows. This is just what's the desire, like as if anything were possible. If anything were possible. Okay. So, who is not yet clear on your goal? Raise your hand so I can see and help support you with this. If you don't feel like you, and you know, goals also, sometimes they develop clarity as they go, but if you have enough clarity for a starting place, that's great. And then it can get clearer. Is there anyone that does not feels like they do not have enough clarity for a starting place? Go ahead and raise your hand so I can. Oh, right. Yeah. So a lot of people think that to know what the goal is to know like how to accomplish it. This is just the what's the desire to lose the 20 pounds, to make the 20 grand, to new cabinets, whatever. So is everyone clear? You got that? All right, well, from this place, let's open this up and see what we are going to be just immersing ourselves in over the next 12 weeks. So everyone pick one goal, because you know you may have a couple. You know, I personally have a professional goal, a lifestyle goal, and a personal goal that I'm gonna be moving forward myself. But pick one of them and drop it in the chat. But let's start to move this energy and see, again, nobody has to have total clarity. Nobody needs to know the how yet. This is just great. Stacy says 20K in 90 days. Delina, elevate my income through ease and flow instead of pressure and anxiety. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, Dana, hi. Hi, gorgeous. Sharon, successfully launch my own coaching business. Michelle Barr, 50K. Look at that clarity laser. 10 clients per month consistently to leave job, get a new agent to increase my booking. These are beautiful, ladies. Beautiful, beautiful. Organize my business to make it crystal clear. $20,000 a month, working afternoons only. You got it. Diamond level in my MLM. I love, love, love it. I want a TV show, not to be scared and trust myself to start my business. These are gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. Okay, you guys, you all have this, you all have this. So part of what will be necessary for you to manifest this goal is to, it also take the pressure off, by the way, is to say that you are doing this no matter what. So when I first began this particular manifesting process, I had a desire and a goal, and it was to make a certain amount of money within a certain amount of time. And I also, this is not giving myself a pass. This was just this level of commitment and decision. I said, and even if I don't complete it by the deadline, I'm doing this no matter what. Like I'm going to see it through no matter what. And there was something about it that made it less like, rah, rah, I'm going to do it, like with like a cape floating in the wind behind me. And it became more grounded and queenly of, you know what? My every intention is that this happens by this deadline. And what I'm not giving myself a pass on is this happening no matter what. And so, you know, I don't want there to be like trickery in this process, and only you are going to know what you need to learn and experience and see and all that. Does that mean that your goal isn't totally possible by your deadline? That, as you will learn, it's about you becoming the vibrational match to attract your desires. And so if that takes 90 days or 9 days or 93 days, like, does it really matter? Does it really matter? This is really about you becoming this woman, no matter what, no matter what, no matter what, seeing it through, no matter what. And from that place, it gives me great joy and enthusiasm. So now, once I've gotten clear on my desire, you know that the brain thinks in pictures. And some of what I'm about to say, if you all know it, then your mind is going to be tempted to shut off, because in the entrepreneurial space, we have been somehow taught to believe that new information is better in helping me manifest my goal. Not true. Success is about repetition. And this is about you know, I'll just keep using the Christian analogies. Like, you know, you don't get to say as a Christian, well, I already read the Bible. Give me something new. Like, no, you go deeper with it. You go deeper with it. And that's what we're going to do with success principles as well. So the brain thinks in pictures. And I always find it amazing how much reminding of myself is necessary for me to stay on track of what I desire the most. It's just crazy. You think if you desire it so much that you just naturally think about it all the time. Not true. So I do a dreaming practice every single morning, just like I do my physical workout. And Glenn's like, you and the ink cartridges again. I'm like, we're out of magenta, because I've got this stuff printed out and like stapled. And like, as much as I make fun of a dead old white man, I'm like 180-year-old white man on the inside. Cause like, I've got like, nothing's digital in my space. Like, I've got to like touch it and hold it and feel it and all things. So what I have for pictures, so I have, here it is in front of me. And every day, the first thing I do is not look at my phone. The first thing I do is make coffee and then start flipping through my vision board, start flipping through and just reminding, and I feel what it is for this vision to be already done. That's the key. Not that it's coming in the future, you're excited about it in the future. You envision it already done. You envision the clients already signed up. You envision the money already in the bank account. This has nothing to do with the hows yet. Keep that in mind. This is just, you've really got to like work. Literally, if you believe that you are source creator, that you are creating your reality, that you are then impressing into the universe your imprint of what it is you are looking to take form. And you do this over and over and over and over and over again from a pleasurable place, because the brain that's going to then go into activating and drawing this experience or opportunity or result to you doesn't know the difference between what's real or not, because you will now have just so programmed this into your subconscious where it is real, because you have told yourself it's already done, already done, already done. And the reason why this stuff isn't just instantaneous is because there typically takes, not always, but most of the time, it takes a period of ramp up to create the momentum to actually be the energetic vibrational match of the desire. Because where you are vibrationally right now is not where the desire is vibrating at. There is a gap. And how do we know this? We know this because you haven't already manifested it into your reality. It doesn't mean that you're not good enough. It doesn't mean that you're not talented enough. It doesn't mean that you don't have the potential or the capability. It just means that if I were to run 5 miles without stopping, there's a working into it a strengthening that has got to take place for me to be at the vibration to be able to run the 5 miles without stopping. And so this is what we get to do in our manifesting process of really seeing, and the mind's going to tell you this is stupid. You need to be out there pounding the pavement. You know, like this isn't what the world taught. This is the way to manifest from the feminine perspective. And you draw in and you see it and you feel it over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And you've got to become obsessed. Wanting and wishing doesn't work. If that would work, you'd already have it in physical form at this point. This is literally working yourself into a white heat that is talked about in Think and Grow Rich, so that the passion, power, vibration, vortex, you can see it. When you pick up Instagram and you go online and you can see people are like, so, you know, I teach the 3 steps to blah, blah, blah. Or that person that's just got that spark and things like that, they invented meditation themselves because they're just so obsessed about their newfound practice of meditation, right? And you're just like, I've been meditating for 20 years, but I'm going to sign up for your program because you're just so damn excited about it, right? Like, it's that kind of a vortex. And success is not for the tired, and it's not for the faint of heart, and it's not for the, I hope it works this time. So we as women have got to really hone our enthusiasm, our passion, our belief, our faith, our high vibeness. Introverts, does this mean you need to become an extrovert? Absolutely not. And does this mean that everybody needs to be walking around on, like, you know, a level 10 enthusiasm every day, all day? No. Helpful though. What it does mean is that you need to keep reaching for the next best, highest emotion. Because when you are in that state of like, like when it's true passion and not just hype, you are drawing it in because it's your natural state to be at this super high vibration. And, you know, whether we've been taught like it's, we're going to look like we're crazy or neurotic or fanatic or all the, like, then we like dim our flame. There is a practice that was done in ancient Greece. And it was runners who carried a torch. And the goal was not just to win the race, meaning cross the finish line the fastest. It was who crossed it the fastest with their flame still lit. And so this is what's going to be necessary as you go into manifestation. Your fire, your passion, your flame needs to still be lit. And I want you to protect that and guard that, just like those runners would guard it from wind and rain as they were running, to make sure that that flame was still alive. And your flame will be alive every time you look at the picture of the desire and it's already done. So you look at it and you think it in terms of pictures, and then you must feel it also. Like, get into that feeling vibration, get into the physicality of it, get into it already being done. From that place, we're not at the house yet. From this place, we're then carving out whatever makes sense for the space. And what I mean by that is, when I was visualizing at the beginning of my career, I wanted 10 clients. And so I put together a package, and I don't remember what at this point, but let's say the package was $3,000 and I wanted 10 clients and that'd be 30,000. So I made it more real, because if I was telling myself I have already signed 10 paying clients, first of all, you feel really excited if you didn't have any money in the bank, and then all of a sudden you got to contribute and work with 10 awesome humans and have $30,000 in the bank in the exchange. So what did I do next? I went into my calendar and I thought, well, if I had 10 clients, like, what would that even look like and where would they even go? And I went and put in client number 1, client number 2, client number 3. It was like 11, 12, 30, and 2 o'clock on Monday. And then Tuesday it was whatever times, like actually making it more real. Okay, what would make it even more real for clients to already be done? Well, they would have filled out a welcome packet, and they would have, like, I would be reviewing what this welcome was. So I need to create a welcome packet. What else would make it more real? Shopping cart links, contracts, like actual legit, not like, you know, just treating it like a hobby, but really being real about it, right? So different analogy, what's going to make a weight loss goal more real? Hiring a personal trainer is one. Getting a jogging buddy might be another, right? Like what are some of the actions that can be taken? Again, this is not about all of the hows. This is the easy, simple, like, this must be there. This is like, I'm showing up to say, yes, I am seeing this through no matter what. From that place, I go into prayer. And that's where I really start asking, what is the aligned how? Really going into prayer. There's no action yet. Because if I were to go and take action on how to get those, let's say, 10 clients past, like, the obvious is the contract, the shopping cart, the welcome packet, the place in the calendar. But how to then go and draw those in? If I went from the level of consciousness that I'm at, having zero clients, what does Einstein say? You cannot solve your problems from the same level you were at when you created them. I have a zero client frequency. If I go and take any action, so why do you think, like, any of the times we've gone and take action and it didn't work? It's because we took it from that same place. It's not because the clients aren't there. It's not because the talent's not there. It's not because you're not deserving. It's because you weren't divinely guided. At least I know that's what's happened for me. It's just when I was just like, I saw someone else, or I got competitive, or I decided to use prayer as a last resort rather than a first. So really being divinely guided, we are living in such an age, in such a place, in such a state. There's a million ways to get this what you want. There's a million ways to have $7,000 a month. There's a million ways to launch your coaching business, launch your podcast, make 70K, get a TV show, all of that. But there's a way that is destined for you. And that's what you get to be in tune with in this process, is you're going for your destiny, because when you're going for your destiny, you can't fail. Your destiny already exists and it's already been pre-planned out. So this is now your opportunity to listen, to stay attuned, to create the space. And then once you do see it, only from the place that it comes, that the divine inspiration comes in, do you then take inspired action, not massive action ever. Massive action comes from just like functioning from the neck up. It's logically probable. Like, well, if I go and run a certain number of Facebook ads and create this funnel and do all that, like, logically, I'm going to get clients. Well, that could be logical. And then you could take a look at the books of my career for the past 15 years, and I could show you how practical, predictable, and logical that plan was, and how many hundreds of thousands of dollars I spent on Facebook ads that did not necessarily yield the return I was looking for. I remember, I will tell you a few Grandma Gina stories. It's like me in my rocking chair, because I've been doing this since 2004. So I got a few, like, almost pre-internet stories to tell you. But I remember at the beginning, this was now circa 2006, probably, teleclasses were the thing. And I was doing teleclasses and I was slaying. And I had a client sign up for one of my programs, and she was basically trying to copy what I was doing, not intellectual property copy, but just like, she was trying to do teleclasses for her business as well. Nothing at all wrong with it. Except she was just functioning from the neck up. She wasn't being led. She wasn't being divinely inspired. She just looked at somebody who was getting success, who did ask, how am I meant to get my success? And copied it, and didn't work for her. And then she spent so much time, so much money. It blew her self-esteem because she thought then somehow like I was more talented or more deserving or whatever than she was. Not ever the case. The universe always, always, always has your highest good. Like better than you can even get excited about, think about, dream up about good. A perfect example is, my clients had asked me to teach a sales superstar class. I'm going to go fast on this one because I know many of you have heard the story. I can do sales. I obviously had to learn how to get good at sales if you're going to create a multi-million dollar business. But it wasn't like my reason calling for being on the earth about how to like help people overcome sales objections. But I was like, fine, enough of them asked. I thought I'll do a class. And this was, again, earlier in my career, but 125 people signed up, which was a lot for me at that time. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. This is awesome. It was a 6-week course. And I was like, well, mama didn't raise no fool. They can't learn everything they need to know about sales in 6 weeks. Let's go ahead and, you know, do Sales Superstar too. And out of 125 happy campers that were in that course and 5,000 people that were on my list, 5 people signed up for Sales Superstar too at $497. And I was like, thankfully, this is where the spiritual connection came in. I didn't let it blow my self-esteem. I was like, Gina, you knew better. You knew better than to just go for something that you were thought was like this sure money maker. And of course it was going to help people, but you didn't ask. You didn't ask. And this is what I want you to ask. What's the most pleasurable way for me to make my next amount of money? Write that down. What's the most pleasurable way? Because you can do something doesn't mean you're meant to, doesn't mean you have to. But I came from this like do-gooder mentality. It's like, well, just be thankful for what you've got. And if something's working and if it ain't broke, don't fix it kind of vibes. Like if it ain't broke, don't fix it is in the Bible where? Like where, Gina? Like what are you following here? It's delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. So I went and delighted myself in the Lord and asked, what's the most pleasurable way you would have me contribute in people's lives and would make me money? Like what's the aligned vibrational match? And I got luxury destination intensives. So for any of you that know, I don't know anything about me, let's see, does Gina DeVee get lit up about teaching Sales Superstar 2 or booking a luxury suite at the Ritz in Paris and charging $15,000 a day and working with a client that way, not just coaching, but taking them shopping and having high tea and all the things? Oh, and then doing one at the Lanesboro in London and renting a Riyadh in Marrakesh and a villa in Provence and something on a Greek isle. And 7 $15,000 intensive days sold out in 5 days because it was my highest vibrational match. But I didn't start there. I use prayer as a last resort. So this is why I'm teaching. When you use prayer at the beginning and really believe that you are not meant to slave away and just grovel and do stuff that you don't like to fulfill your destiny, but you really believe something bigger, more amazing, like what's the highest contribution you could make that just is such a unique expression of your soul right now? That's going to be such a double blessing in someone else's life. That's what we're working up here in 90 Days to Done, is you becoming the vibrational match for the highest level being you are on the inside, and you're like getting yourself caught up to your highest self. You're getting your conditioned self caught up to your highest self, and then boom, that vibrational match comes in. That's when you see the quantum leaps. That's when you see the fun. That's when you see the momentum taking off. That's when you're not in start, stop, start, stop, start, stop. And like, oh, you do a post and then you think like, oh, I'm kind of bummed out that Nobody responded to that post, or I didn't get any likes or comments or whatever it is. Or I reached out to 10 previous clients and three of them wrote back and said thanks, but no thanks. And then your like energy just goes, maybe it's really not going to happen. Maybe it's not meant for me. Maybe it's, you know, going to happen maybe someday way, 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 way far in the future. Queen, adjust that crown. Adjust that crown. No, 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 no. We go into staying in full high vibration, because when you are staring at your dream and you are committed to the process of it is already done, already done, already done, already done, then you will literally be drawing into you the way, the method, and the how. Once you've said that prayer, sometimes for me it's instantaneous, sometimes it takes a few days, usually it does not take forever. How am I meant to, I'm just gonna use my, get my 10 clients at the 3 grand. The way will be shown. God is not about trickery. God is not about, you know, let's see how much we can hide this and how difficult we can make this so that it's like impossible for her to figure out. And then she just has to guess and hope that she got it right. That's not the loving God. That's not the loving universe we serve. Like when you're like, when you're really praying, when you're really asking for divine guidance, it is ask and it is given. And every single time I've gotten my answer, and I've gotten it fairly quickly, if not instantaneously. And the biggest mistake that I make as a human is to automatically apply that to then the next thing and the next thing. What I've found is that sometimes the answer to get those 10 clients is to do a collaboration. Sometimes the answer is to go dial for dollars and go contact 10 people that I'd really love to work with again, who I've already worked with. Sometimes the answer is to run Facebook ads, do a challenge. Like, you know, I've been given all different types of guidance. So there is a solution to your desire. There is a path and a plan for you that is not meant to be excruciating. Might you have to develop some learning curve? Sure. Get over some aspects of yourself, or get like a workout, get into it so that it actually does start to feel good. The first 5 days aren't necessarily, yes, queen, but you're enough of a queen to kind of discern what's the difference between like life sucking, excruciating activity versus like, let me get into the momentum of this. And then you do it and you do it and you do it and you do it and you do it with joy and you do it with gratitude and you do it with passion and you do it with curiosity and you do it with creativity. And then you start to see one by one those clients show up. And it doesn't, sales is no means not yet. It doesn't mean that the first 10 people you talk to or the first 10 posts, it means that you don't give up on this dream no matter what. And you keep asking, dear God, what's the message of the next post? Dear God, what's the subject line? Dear God, what would you have me say to this person? And you keep asking and being in alignment and you keep seeing your dream as already done, and you'll be given that piece of messaging. You'll be given that price point. You'll be given the next step and the next step. And then you keep taking that action with blinders on, learning from every single piece. Wow, they were really interested in that subject. Wow, that one really fell flat. I really enjoyed doing that Instagram takeover. Writing that webinar script sucked life out of me. Wow, I really had fun on that podcast. So a plane course corrects 90% of the time while it gets to its destination. And you're going to do the same thing. It doesn't mean massively changing your thing from I want 10 clients to I want to go get a better paying job, because that's the start and stop and all around. Also, emotional management is everything in terms of, it's not like, okay, I'm going to go do the Instagram live. And then there's like no one there but your mom. And then you're like, oh, nobody likes my stuff. And then it's like, this isn't going to work out. And it's, you got to say, nope, this is, I'm so grateful that I have my mom on my Instagram live. It's like that. And then you keep doing it and you keep doing it from this place of inspired action. Seeing it through no matter what, being in joy and being resourceful. You might even think that these 10 clients are going to come in the form of a yellow box. Like, this is the way it's going to happen. I'm going to go and do my webinar and it's going to come this way. And then all of a sudden it shows up in the form of a green bottle. Pay attention to it. Some, you know, I'll see women all the time. They'll be like, all right, I'm manifesting my 10 clients to get my 30 grand. And like, and here's my plan. And here's what I'm doing. And they're getting themselves all built up in their frequency and they're taking their action. And then they'll get a $30,000 tax refund check from the IRS. And they'll be like, but it didn't work. Yes, queen, it did. Yes, it did. You know, it's like, if you were meant to have 30,000 come in from clients at that juncture, that would have happened. And the universe had a different plan for you, but you still got your 30 grand, like you're still manifesting and you still had to do and be everything that you did to be the vibrational match for the 30. So just don't get too rigid about all this has to go down, about how all this is going to go down. Should I close with, and then I'm going to take questions because I want to really be here for each of you on your own manifesting journey. I'll share the story of my first financial miracle in case some of you haven't heard it. For those of you that have, I want you to apply it to what you're manifesting right now. So this is 2006. This is broke as a joke, Gina, with her $75,000 of debt, maxed out credit cards, no known way of any money coming to me. Parents, let's just say we weren't really speaking at the time. So it's not like family money was going to be coming in, any of that. I had just moved to Los Angeles where I was selling $6,000 packages as a life coach because I was no longer going to be the struggling broke therapist that I was. And it sounds sexy, but not when you're selling one every 4 to 6 months. So I was really depressed. I had $100 in the bank account. I didn't know where any of this life existing money was going to be coming from. And a friend of a friend from Australia, actually, leave it to the Aussies, called and he was, I'm not going to slaughter the Australian accent right now, but he was like, hey, Gina, hi, Gina, this is Bob. And he's like, I am like a friend of Grace's. I'm in LA. I have a ticket to a seminar. It's free. Do you want to come? I was like, sure. I didn't know who Bob was, but I didn't know what the seminar was about, but it was free and I needed something to do. So I put $20 of the $100 of gas into my car and drive down from LA to Orange County. And I go down there and I walk in the room and I go and I see at the check-in table, the Science of Getting Rich seminar. And I'm like, oh my God. So first of all, now I have to sell my soul because I'm like, you know, this born again Christian who's like, what is this California cult stuff? I get my book and my 3-ring binder and put it under my arm. And I go and I sit down in the back because I'm like, you know, not hanging around all these Californians that are running around so excited, high-fiving each other and hugging each other. And like, clearly we're up to big things in the world. I was like, what is wrong with these people? I realized I was so depressed that it had been so long since I'd actually seen someone happy, let alone experienced happiness myself, that I thought they were weird. So then it proceeds to, I start to calm down now because I see this old white man in a 3-piece suit, reminding me of all the pastors from Detroit, come out. And I was like, okay, this is like church. It's going to be okay. And then he says, unless you are abundantly rich, you can never live a full life. And I was like, oh God, now I'm back to the cult. And so, but something inside my soul knew it was true. And I just, somewhere inside of me said yes. I was like, said yes to this thing of being wealthy and this yes to this thing of like making money, not being wrong, and yes to this thing for me. And so Bob's sitting there talking and preaching about how there's more than enough money in the world for everyone. And there's more than enough clients in the world. I was like, yes, there is. I'd never heard this before in my life, but I was just tired of being broke and tired of it not working out for me. So I was like, yes, yes, I'll take there's more than enough money in the world for me. I'll take there's more than enough clients in the world for me. And he's teaching stuff like law of relativity, something as expensive as compared to what? And I was like, that's right, go Bob. And I'm like literally feeling my vibration rise as I'm in the seminar. Like I went from like hunched over, like what is happening here, to like yellow highlighter out, taking notes, getting excited. I might even high five someone at the lunch break. And so then Bob's going on about how possible it is to live your big life. There's more than enough money for everyone. It's one of those multi-speaker events. And then a woman came on stage and I was like, girl power, go woman. Like I didn't even care what she was going to be selling because I was going to buy it, because now that my frequency was so high, I made a decision. And this is a decision you got to make for yourself. I said, I will never again struggle financially. And I will never again say, I would love to, but I don't have the money. And I'm just riding high and she's speaking and cool and this and that. And comes time for her pitch. And she pitches a $17,000 coaching program. Now, I am a school teacher's kid from Detroit. I'd never heard of a $17,000 coaching program. I didn't ever know anybody who had $17,000 at one time in my life. What it was, clearly there was going to be a payment plan, not to worry, because I was going to be her next star student. We're going to work this shit out. So I go up to her on the break and she comes down and I was like, hi, I'm Gina. I'm your new star student. You did a great talk. I'm going to be in your program. I just have one question for you. Do you do a payment plan? She says, no. I was tempted to think that this is why they say bad things about rich people in this moment, but instead, I remembered that at check-in, there was The Secret that had just come out, and I had bought The Secret, and I had invested 20% of my net worth at this point now into buying a DVD, and I was not going to have my vibration be shot. I was learning way too much about it is already done. It is already happening. I can see this, like auto-suggested. This is happening. This is already done. This is already done. I said, okay, great, 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 great. And then there was another speaker, and she had a $10,000 package, and I was like, fine, sister, I'll take yours too. So with $60 in my bank account, I filled out that form with all 16 numbers of my debit account and expiration date, went up to her assistant and handed her the form and said, you give me 2 weeks before you run that card. And then I go with The Secret under one arm and the binder under the other arm and drive home to LA. See, and I see myself with $30,000 in 2 weeks. I see myself being coached by these coaches. I see myself having a life again. I see myself being around other people who are up to big things in the world. I see myself with $30,000 in my bank account in 2 weeks and 5 days and 4 days. And Glenn's like, Gina, what are we going to do with you? I will speak nothing other than the complete and total manifestation of the $30,000 being in my bank account in 3 days, in 2 days, in 2 days. Bill came into my office, meaning living room. Bill was one of my three coaching clients at the time who had bought the $6,000 package, and it was a marriage coaching package, people. At this point, I obviously didn't have any business teaching anything about sales or business at all. And I'm just sitting there. I was like, Bill, so how's it going? And he's like, Gina, our marriage is great. It's totally transformed. We've loved this package. You know, thank you so much. We're happier than ever. I'm like, great, Bill. I didn't know about like re-enrollments and stuff at this time. I just thought he bought a package. He's done. I got $60, 2 days to my deadline, whatever. And so he's like, I've been thinking, I think I want you to coach my sales team. I was like, oh God, I knew he was a rich businessman. And I always stayed away from the subject of business with him because I didn't need him to know I was an idiot when it came to anything having to do with business or money. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's his last session. And I'm like, now like can't even skate under the water. And I was like, well, Bill, what do you sell? Basement waterproofing. Exactly, Allison. I mean, I did not look that differently then than I do today, ladies. And basement waterproofing sales director, me, green box, yellow bottle thing. And I was like, well, Bill, how many people are on your sales team? And he says 10. I'm out. I got nothing. I got no other business questions, no other sales questions. I got nothing for Bill and his basement waterproofing dude crew. And he says, so what do I do? Buy 10 of those $6,000 packages of yours? Bill, that is exactly, of course, what you do. And in 2 weeks, not $30,000, but $60,000 was wired into my account. I didn't know the hows. I didn't know what the universe had in mind. I knew I had a desire. I knew that I was deserving of my desire, and I knew that my God would deliver. And sometimes law of attraction in and of itself will bring it in. And other times the law of attraction will be part of your believing and seeing and loving and saying and the auto suggestion, it's already done, it's already done, it's already done. And you'll be guided to take a specific action. At that point, I didn't have a website. I didn't have anything else except passion. Since then, I've been guided, like go fill a teleclass, fill a live event, do something else. And you too will be guided. But it only works when your vibration is so high to be the vibrational match of what you are calling in. All right, you got this. So this is your opportunity to so be there for yourself and never again say, I'd love to, but I don't have the money, or I'd love to, but someone else is more talented or more anything than you. You've got this, and you're going to see this through no matter what, no matter what, no matter what, and Danelle and I are going to be here for you. All right, so I'd love to close with a prayer, and then anyone who has questions about manifesting just from being clear on the desire in this place of passion, go ahead and raise your hand and get yourself in line for questions. I'll be happy to take them. Dear God, we pray a very special prayer and blessing over every woman here. We know that you have created each woman with an extraordinary purpose. And we know that it is through your spirit that she will be able to fulfill her destiny. You said, seek and you shall find, ask and it is given, knock and the door will be opened. So we are seeking, we are asking, and we are knocking, that you would show each woman here the way that is meant for her, that you would bless her path, give her favor along this way, and let her life be used as such a blazing light in this world that needs to experience much more of you, your ways, your love, your power, and your abundance. And we pray all of this believing, amen. Amen, amen, amen.
Queen. All right, woman, ask and it is given. That is right. I had so much fun and such big transformations occurred at the Divine Direction New York City event. I have opened up kind of a world tour for more locations coming to a city near you. That's right. We're going to be in Italy. Oh my gosh, at the most glorious location in October. We're going to be in Chicago in November, and we are going to be in South Florida in December. So check out divineliving.com/direction, or the link is in the show notes. And a whole white party soiree is how it kick off the Friday night or whatever the first night is. And then the next 2 days of solid training, coaching, transformation, being in the room with high vibe women from around the world in these elite kind of mini experiences. It's a big experience, but it's a mini event. I am so, so, so excited to welcome you there. So check it out. There's only 50 spots per event available. So if you want to meet me in Italy or Chicago or South Florida, the options are now open and you are in the early bird special pricing time. So snag your seat, get it reserved, and I can't wait to see you in real life. Mwah.